Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello, welcome everybody to the Exploration of Wonder. So let me ask you, have you ever changed moods suddenly and with no reason? Like, I know some people think they're bipolar because this happens so often. Or have you ever suddenly had a craving for a food that you don't really eat that often? Or you do eat it really often and you just had it and you're still craving it? Or have you all of a sudden want to do something seemingly out of the blue? Like, I just want to suddenly go for a walk or, you know, something else like that. This, my friends, is being influenced by energy. And that is at the heart of what I call wave jacking. And today I will share with you how to use these energies to create your life, create your living, not be the effect of them, and have total, complete choice. All right, so that's what we have in store for you today on the show Exploration of Wonder with me, Danielle, your host and fellow explorer, where each week I explore the universe with you. Because I know I'm sitting here the talking head monkey, right? But we're all doing this together. If you've listened to any of my shows, and if you're certainly listening to this show, you're going to hear a lot about the word energy and universal consciousness and that kind of stuff. So whether you're listening to this live with me now or in the future, you're here. Your energy is here and is contributing, and it is it's a part of this, okay? So one of the things I love about replays is you were still here even if you're listening in 5 years. If you're listening in 5 years, let me know. Let me know how 5 years from now is, because I'm pretty excited about it. All right, so who am I? Besides the talking head at you, or the voice in your head, if you are listening to it instead of watching it, which you have choice. I am Danielle Carter. I am a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, laughter-inducing change agent, and just, you know, an empowerment coach. And I've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing it for 17 years now, almost 20, really, and really most of my life. Because have you ever noticed how some of us, we get into what we do early, even if we ignore it for a while? Because, you know, when I was a kid, I always had people come to me and talk to me, and I could help them see things different. But I went into radio and TV, and as a broadcast production manager, like, what's that word? And I did a different route until I finally went, oh, all those quote unquote things that I just did, I could actually do quote unquote professionally and contribute to people. So that's who I am. That's where I am, is here to be with you to explore this amazing universe that we have. Because for me, the exploration of wonder is everything you've ever wondered about, whether we started as a kid and went, I wonder what happens if I do this. Like, anybody else ever lay on their couch with their head hanging down and imagine what it would be like to walk on the ceiling? Yeah. Did any of us doubt that? Not then, but we learned. Okay. But what if that is still possible, walking on the ceiling? And that is something I'm going to explore in another show, but teasers. All right. But today, I'm very excited. We are talking about something called wave jacking. The title of the show is Wave Jacking to Create Your Life. And wave jacking is a phrase I kind of made up over the years because of the things that I noticed. Okay. Because what is wave jacking? I mean, I'll get into all the nitty gritty and details, but basically, what is wave jacking? Okay. It is using energies to create your life and not be the effect of them. I said that. What do I mean by that? Well, it's riding the motion and flow of energy and jacking it. I like the word jacking, right? Or borrowing it to create your life and living. And most of these energies are energies that don't originate with you, okay? Because we are all so psychic. We are all so aware. We're all so empathic that we have all these energies all the time, but we usually make ourselves the effect of it. And now I'm proposing throughout the course of the show to wavejack. Instead of being the effect of these energies, use the energies, ride that motion to create the life that you desire. Okay? Sound interesting? Good, because you're here and that's what we're talking about. So let me really talk briefly about energy, because I talk about that a lot, like every show. Every show I talk about energy, okay? So what is energy? We're not just talking about energy like you flip on a light switch and energy is there, okay? And we're not just talking about the kind of energy that you learn in physics, like when you talk about cells and molecules, which I talk about cells and molecules a lot too. And I also talk about quantum physics and how our thoughts, feelings, and emotions interact with this quantum field, and then it changes our quote-unquote physical reality. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. But if you want to know a lot about that, go and check out my podcast called Science Proves Magic is Real, because I go all into the quantum physics of it, okay? So what I am saying is it is that type of energy, right? The quantum physics, the quantumness of it, the cells, When you spin molecules faster, they get brighter, they get hotter, which is how we boil water, right? It's a form of energy. So all of that is included, but we're also talking about something else. We're talking about the subtle, more widespread and universal energy that is all around us, okay? I like to look at this as that field of consciousness, that quantum field, that quantum realm. And have you ever noticed that it's all around us, but not just around us? It also goes to and through us. Because that's what I see a lot of people thinking with this energy, is we are like this solid rock in a stream, and that the energy breaks and flows around us like the water breaks and flows around a rock. We're not that solid, really. Whether we're talking about our physical body or our infinite being, soul, spirit, it's not that solid, okay? So this energy moves to and through us, delivering information, letting us know things that we require, and sometimes things we don't necessarily require right now, okay? But this is the energy that's all around us, and it is affecting all quote-unquote solid matter, okay? And what do I mean by this? It's like, have you ever noticed those moments when you're like, all of a sudden, I'm in danger, I need to get off? That's using the energy, right? The energy is whispering that to you, okay? Or like for me, I go out in nature and I'm just like, hello, okay? That's the engaging with the energy that is all around us. That is the universal energy. It influences our moods, our interactions, even our decisions and our choices, which is a lot of what we're going to talk about today, okay? So you perceive this energy, you feel it through being uplifted, like by a beautiful piece of music, or have you ever like been with somebody who's sad? And you feel that heaviness, you feel that weight, and you're like, I'm so sorry. You're being empathetic, okay? Not pathetic, empathetic. And this is all the interaction with this energy, all right? So a little bit about the quantum physics. Trust me, I could talk a lot, but I won't. Quantum physics tells us that every particle, and you are made up of particles. The world is made up of particles. Whatever device you're listening or watching on is made up of particles, okay? So quantum physics tells us everything has a vibration. But guess what else has a vibration? Not just like the computer, phone, us. Our thoughts have a vibration. Our feelings have a vibration. Our emotions have a vibration. And when we put that out there, it affects the physical world. Okay. It doesn't just mean like, oh, if I get sad, other people get sad. Sure. But it also means it's like, have you ever heard of that? Like what you think about, you bring about from The Secret, right? What you think about, you bring about. Yeah, that's just true. Because as you think this, feel this, project this, it interacts with the quantum field, the consciousness, the oneness, and it brings those particles into existence, and you create your own future with that, which is also at the heart of wave jacking that we're going to get into today, okay? And, but that's the good news, bad news. It's like, oh, crap, everything I think, feel, and emote to have an interaction with the physical world? Yes, but yes, it does. Because you can also use this then to shape the future that you desire. And that's what wave jacking is, okay? But energy is also, like I said, I just want to spend a little time on energy because it's at the core of this, because we're wave jacking the energies. Yay! It's also those moments of inspiration, okay? It's those moments where you go, oh my gosh, if I put this with this, I get this. It's the universe whispering those things to you. It's your receiving of the energy as those energy particles, particulates go to and through you. You, your infinite body, you, the infinite being, okay? So it's those sun inspirations. It is that knowing what people feel. This is that quantum field of energy that is all around us. It's really interesting if you think. It's like we're with energy. It's like we're walking through a world. Imagine it like air, right? Because if you've noticed, air is everywhere. Well, on planet Earth. Don't get me started about space, because I would love it. Anyway, but if you notice, air is everywhere. You're actually walking through air all the time. We imagine it as like this empty space that we're just kind of walking through. But we are constantly surrounded by this atmosphere that we call air and breathable. Thank you very much for being able to breathe. And it's all around us, right? Think about that. Just take a moment and think about that for a second. Wherever you're sitting, in your car, in your office, walking down the street, all that empty you think is outside of you, just take a moment and really ponder. You are surrounded by this field of atmosphere, this field of air. Okay. That is also what energy is like. Okay. So when I talk about we have this energy that is all around us, that's what I mean. Just as the air is palpable everywhere, so is that energy. Except the energy has more of a to and through, not just like breaking around. Like, I'm using my mic, right? A breaking around to go around, because then that creates a separation. But we're not separate in that. We are a part of that. So when we're a part of that and you acknowledge that you're a part of this oneness consciousness, this energetic realm and field, this quantum thing that we're all a part of, how do you think that has no separation? It's not because it breaks around you as a rock in a stream, but it goes to and through you, okay? And you have to acknowledge and perceive how it does that to and through. And with it's a gentle caress, right? It's not a force. It's not an intensity. It's just gentle. You don't even have to change anything, but just look at that. It is, goes to and through you. There we have no separation. There we're able to perceive and know and receive things. Like my cat feeling she needs to come back. Hello. This is Bree, short for Brija, Celtic goddess of fire. She shows up a lot. She is queen of the house, as we all who have animals or kids know. Anyway, so that's Bree. So this energy is all around us and it moves to and through us. We try to think that we're separate from it, but we're not. And one of the ways we are not separate from it is it goes to and through with that gentle caress, that refresh, that renewal. And guess what? You receive information. You contribute information. You receive contribution and you give contribution. Which leads me to our next subject about this, how do you wave jack and what is it, is you are psychic, okay? And I'm going to tease you with that because we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to take this, what we learned about energy, and bring it into your psychic. And what exactly does that mean? All right. And so, my friends, if you ever want to have a private chat with me, also called a private session, please do go to my website at donielle.com, donielle.com. And there, I have a session page, there's accountability, there's just coaching of like, how's your day and that kind of stuff, and helping you through your rough patches. There's so many different ways, or happy patches. Like, I had somebody today text me a celebration that she was so excited that she had done this. And she's like, I'm so grateful I can text you and celebrate with you. I'm like, me too. It's an honor. So I will be your cheerleader. It's like, wow, you're rocking it. You're really getting that done. You're really changing that. How exciting. So if that is of any interest and you want to play with me, do go to donielle.com and sign up for a session today. All right. And just so you know, thinking about teasing, next week's show is called Stop Overcoming. I might say a little bit about that later, but I know that's going to be a controversial one, but trust me, when we get down into it, you're going to go, oh crap, yeah, I don't want to overcome. But I'll give you tips and tricks of what else you can do instead. All right, my friends, I am your host, Donielle, and your fellow explorer, and you are watching or listening the Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Donielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Donielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Donielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@donielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Hello, welcome everybody. Welcome back to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Donielle. Sorry, I was laughing. I got a hope you guys could hear that, or maybe not. It's a lot of rain coming down outside. The earth is refreshing itself. So if you hear that, it's not just the rattle of my head. It's also the rain coming down. All right. So what are we talking about today? We are talking about wave jacking, how to use energies to create your life. And, you know, in the first segment, we were talking about what is energy. And really how it's this thing that is all around us. And right at the end, I said, well, it's giving you information and you're giving it information, which leads us into our next section of you are psychic. Okay. So to wave jack, to be able to ride the motion and flow and use energies that don't necessarily originate with you, or even that do originate with you, to create the life and living and body and day, just a good day, please, of what you desire begins with the energy and then acknowledging your psychic. Okay. And I know psychic has gotten a bad rap. Okay. It's been laughed at even. But what if it's true? Okay. What if it's the judgment about it that's stopping us from using it? And I don't know about you, but when I first really started delving into this, maybe I'm psychic, maybe I'm aware of energy, I would call it something softer. I would call it intuition. I wouldn't say I was psychic. I would say I was intuitive. You know, I'll even say that. In one of my descriptions, I'm like, I'm an intuitive empowerment coach. What does that mean? I'm psychic. But I didn't want to say that at first, right? And what can people hear? Because if you think about it, psychic is really has this misconception about its fortune tellers or mystical figures, or that when you're psychic, you can hear thoughts like in the other person's head or the tone of their voice, or that you're not really present, that you're just kind of weird, you have to wear robes, or you're a gypsy, or, you know, and all it's all these weird kind of things. But psychic intuition, whatever you want to call it, is a fundamental part of who we are. Okay? It is a fundamental part of who we are. And I guarantee that you use it all the time. Okay? I guarantee you use it all the time without really acknowledging what it is. But no more. We are here today to help you to acknowledge all these things and explore this realm of being psychic, intuitive, whatever you want to call it. Okay? So if you think about it, think about our ancestors, right? Like a friend of mine, last night was sheltering in his bathroom with his dogs because tornado warnings. And he had sent me a video earlier and you could hear the tornado warnings go off. The TV had used their, in the weather areas, had used their computers to track the storm, to say, hey, it's coming your direction, please be safe. Spoiler alert, he's fine. His house didn't get hit. It was passed by. It's all good. It dissipated. But it was intense for a little bit, right? So we had all of these quote-unquote warnings. The computers created a model. TV, radio broadcast it out. Sirens were telling you. They have even different ways. Like, I lived in Wisconsin for a while, and they have tornado alerts, warnings, and it's all like different levels. So they have all these like warning systems. Okay. Think about our ancestors. They didn't have that. When a storm started, sometimes they would sit there and go, eh, it's just going to rain. Like this one, it's just going to rain. I'm not worried about it, right? And then other times those electrons are really intense and moving around, and like the hair on the back of their neck would stand up. Or they'd get a feeling and go, we should get in the cave. We should not be out in this, right? That's how they survived. That's how they survived, of listening to those gut instincts, of those whispers of the universe of like, move your butt, get to safety because a tornado's coming in, or lightning storm, or hurricane, or a bear's coming, whatever it is. They had to survive. And so it's like we still have these hereditary base instincts of a human being, of that connection to oneness, to consciousness, to this energetic field, that as the energetic field becomes aware of things and whispers to us, we're like, run for cover, or this person's okay, I can trust them, or don't trust this person, run the other way right now. Okay. So it's like we use this stuff all the time. It is a natural part of us. So many people think psychic is work of the devil or something outside of us, but it's not. It is a natural part. Psychic intuition is a natural part of who we are. And we have been taught to not use it. We have been taught to shun it. We have been taught to push it away. But guess what? it's still there, which is the good part, because then we can develop it, right? So if you look at it, it's also on a spectrum, because like some people come into this world, and what do I mean by that? Is some people come into this world and they're like fully aware, in tune with energies, and they're like, oh, I get that, oh, I'm aware of that, right? There's those natural, quote-unquote, natural psychics in the world. We're all, let me say this clearly, we are all natural psychics. We are all naturally intuitive, but there are some people who come into more developed with that, and it's a discussion for another time, but I really believe that it's also a choice we make before we get here. Like, I'm going to come in and I'm going to be, you know, this person and travel the world and do psychic things. I don't know. Like I said, I'm still exploring that. If you have any ideas, let me know. Send an email to hello@donnielle.com and let me know what you think. Okay. But if you have ever had a gut feeling, a hunch, or if you have ever, you know, gut feeling or a hunch or the things, it's like, it's all of a sudden it's like, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket today and you win, right? Gut feeling, hunch. Empathy, understanding and feeling another person's emotions. Any of you ever done that? Any of you ever been with a friend and just your heart hurts for them if they're sad? Yeah. Or you're talking to them on the phone, you're not even in person. Okay. Those are also part of this natural instinct of us being psychic and intuitive. Okay. And have you ever been know something before you were told about it? It's not a coincidence. A lot of people want to think that's just a coincidence, but it's not. It is something who you are. You know, they like to use the term precognition. They like to throw that around. It sounds significant and important, but you're just psychic. Okay. You are just psychic. You are picking up on unspoken cues from the universe, right? It is whispered to you. And a lot of people like to think that it's you're reading body language. I actually had my nephew ask me that one time. He's like, what's the difference between psychic and body image or body, like reading bodies, body image or body language? I'm like, a lot. Because the bodies, absolutely, you can hear information from the bodies, but it's not just, oh, I have my arms folded, so I'm not receiving information. Some people, like me, will walk around with their arms folded just because it feels better. Got to support the girls, okay? Doesn't mean I'm not receiving. But some people walk around with energetic barriers, and you know those, right? You know those. And it's not a coincidence. It's not just reading body language. You are reading, being aware of the energy, okay? Have you ever walked in with somebody and said exactly what they needed to hear or become exactly what they need? You've matched their energy, their highs or lows. This is all the cues from the universe of that quantum, that energy, that quantum field going to and through you, delivering information, you delivering information back and communicating to you, okay? So the universe connects us to everything, consciousness, the universe itself, universal consciousness, everyone and everybody, and the quantum field. So when we more are willing to when we're more willing to acknowledge this, then the more we can actually utilize it instead of being the effect of it. Because we're not always the negative effect of it. Because think about all those times when you turned right instead of left and it saved your butt, right? But when you're using it scattered, when you're using it without acknowledgement or action, you live in a state of reaction instead of a state of action and creation, which is what wavejacking is, okay? Because energy is information. And now we're really getting to the heart of what wavejacking is, okay? Bodies give you information. The universe whispers things to you. We process and become aware of more than we can think about. And I'm going to say that again. We process and become aware energetically more than we can think about it. Because a lot of people think they only receive this information if they can think about it and regurgitate it. No, my friends. You have a huge universe where there is so much information floating out there, and you can retrieve it at any time, which is one of the keys to this whole wavejacking thing, is you don't have to think about the energy and information to receive it. It's there when you require it, and you don't have to, like, you know, talk about it. It's not a test. I'm not going to be like, okay, thank you for listening to the show. Now go to my website and download this test to tell me if you really actually receive. No. That's boring. And you know more than you can actually tell me right now, because you don't need to know the information right now. Okay. What do you mean? I don't need to know the information right now. You can receive without needing to know it. Absolutely. And that is where we're going to really get into the heart of wavejacking. All right. So we're going to take a break here soon. And when we come back, we are really going to get into the heart, because I've talked about the energy. I've talked about the psychic and the energy all around us and how we receive it. And now, how do we use it? That is wavejacking, using those energies to create your life. Okay. And if you are interested in any of this, please, you can check out, I actually have an old class on it. I did it about a year or two ago. It was called Wavejacking Spring Cleaning Edition. It's only $22 and it's on my website at danielle.com under the shop if you're interested in doing that or learning more about it. All right. Yeah. So we're going to go to our break, and you are watching or listening to me, your host and fellow explorer, this magnificent, amazing universe that we are barely getting into the depths of what's possible in this magnificent universe. And we're exploring that on the Exploration of Wonder, and we are on the Inspire Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
And welcome back to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host, and your fellow explorer, Danielle. And I am so excited to be talking to you today about wavejacking, using energies to create your life. It is one of my favorite tools. And yeah, I gave the name wavejacking to it because that's kind of what we're doing. We're riding the motion of the wave, right? Woo-hoo! And then we're jacking it. We're using it to create the life and living that we desire. So, first part of the show, we talked about energy, what it is, right? Just kind of gave a brief overview of what energy is. And then we talked about being psychic, being intuitive, that it is a natural part of us. And as this energy moves to and through our universe, our bodies, our infinite beings, that we receive information. Awesome. So how do we wavejack? What is that? Why did we need to know about energy? Why did we need to know that we're psychic, intuitive, to be able to wave jack? Okay, now comes the meat. So, a couple of parts of this. The energy doesn't have to originate with you. What do I mean by that? So at the very beginning, I asked you, have you ever suddenly wanted to do something that you weren't thinking about or have a craving that you weren't thinking about? Yeah, because somebody else may be doing that. Somebody around you or even on the other side of the world could be going, oh my gosh, you know what? I want a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I just really do. And so what does that thought, feeling, and emotion? It interacts in that quantum field. Remember, it's that frequency, that vibration. It goes out into the universe. And then we, as we are in the universe, in that energetic field, there's a strong chance we can pick that up, whether it's somebody sitting next to us or somebody on the other world. And all of a sudden we go, oh, you know what would be really good? A Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I don't know where that thought came from, but like, I can taste it in my mouth. Wouldn't that just be amazing? Well, it didn't originate with you. It was somebody across the world who's going, oh my gosh, I want a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And you're all of a sudden telegraphs out, right? And then you're like, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, that sounds amazing. And let me ask you now, as I am projecting this and I'm like, I have one downstairs. I'm actually thinking this. I'm like, I have one downstairs. I bought some for my nephew-in-law. And I'm like, I could open that and I could have one. So let me ask you now, how many of you want one? Okay. How many of you are going, yeah, actually Reese's Peanut Butter Cup does sound good. Hello. Okay. I know some of you don't like them, but you see my point, people. Play with me. Okay. So this is what I mean, that like we do this and receive this information through these fields of energy where we're the effect of them without acknowledging that we're a part of it, intuitive with it, and that we don't have to go eat the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, right? Because the more you practice this, the more you realize, oh, I'm not the one wanting the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, somebody else does. That was that bitch Danielle on the the podcast I was listening to. Actually, no, it's my nephew-in-law. It's all his fault. Anyways. Okay, but this is how we do this. It's like we pick up these pieces of information, whether it's about a thought, feeling, an emotion, a craving, anything like that, okay? So that's what I mean about how it doesn't originate with you. So what do we do with it? Okay, so how I started off really discovering what this wavejacking thing is I used to travel a lot. And when I mean a lot, I was gone like 3.5 weeks of the month. It was a lot. So I would come home and I wouldn't have much time and all this kind of stuff. So I found myself at home one Saturday, and I don't like laundry. I like ironing, but I don't like laundry. It's not my thing. And so I woke up one Saturday morning. I'm like, it just feels so light and happy to do laundry. Let's do that. I'm going to do some laundry. So I'm doing laundry, kind of not whistling, but, you know, kind of that energy of do-do-do-do-do. Yay! It was so light and fluffy and, you know, and everything. And then I stopped. I went, who am I being right now? Because I don't like laundry. I'm like, am I being my mother? She loved laundry and hated ironing. We were a good pair. But anyways, and so I'm like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, how many people on Saturday mornings, they wake up and it's like, it's the weekend. It's time to do the chores. You do the laundry. You clean the house. You do all that kind of stuff, right? And I'm like, oh, this desire to do laundry isn't actually mine. It didn't originate with me. But then I stopped and went, but I can use it to get the laundry done because laundry needs to be done. And what would you rather do, be at peace and happy with doing the laundry or grumble about doing the laundry? I chose about being peace and happy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know what I did? I used that energy, wasn't mine, but I used it to create ease with doing the laundry. The concept of wavejacking was born at that moment while doing laundry. And I was like, wow, what other energies do we think, oh, it's not mine, I have to get rid of it? But how often can we actually use it to create what we desire? Okay. That's the heart of it. It's like, oh, this energy isn't necessarily mine, but I can use it. We're going to get more into it. I'm going to walk you through one, hopefully. And then I have a lot of tips that, as I've been working with people on this over the years, a lot of this stuff has come up. And one of the big questions is, why would I want to do that? Why would I want to do that? Okay. Well, first of all, to get stuff done. Okay. Because sometimes we all need that little jolt. We have a task in front of us or a chore or something that you've been dreading. I just don't want to do it. Ugh. All right. Well, wave jack and get that energy of somebody who enjoys doing it. And then you can ride that motion to do it. Okay. You can also use it to inspire. And what I mean by that is, like, when you tap into that collective consciousness of energies, for me, I look at, like, have you ever noticed how many people go to a coffee shop to write? You see so many people out in the coffee shop writing. Because the coffee is so good? Because they finally get to get out of the house? Sure, maybe, kind of. Depends on the shop. But they're also tapping into everybody's collective consciousness there of that energy of writing. They're all wave jacking off of each other, which sounds naughtier. But you know what I mean? They're all using that energy of writing, of being productive, of inspiring, right? How often, you know, what else could we do that with, right? And you can also use it to heal. You can go to a place, a location, a person, an activity, a song, something that helps and makes you feel better. You get those energies and then you use it, okay? So that's why you would want to do it. Some important tips. One, first off, don't forget it's not yours. Please, please, please don't forget it's not yours. I see a lot of people thinking that if I'm using it, I have to claim it. You're not claiming it. You're utilizing it, okay? So please don't think like, oh, I have to be this every single moment. I still don't like laundry. It's just not my bag, okay? So it didn't change me, but I used it to do the laundry. I still use it to do the laundry. It's not my favorite thing. All right. And is it ethical? This one surprised me when it first came up because people are like, is it ethical? If I use something for somebody else to create my life and living, is it ethical? I'm like, yeah. You are not taking, you're utilizing and contributing, because when you use it, you strengthen it and then send it out with a frequency and vibration into the universe and it gets better. I mean, who knows? Someday maybe all of us will enjoy doing laundry from me every time going, where is that energy of people who like to do laundry? Okay, thank you. Okay. So how do you find the energies? How do you find it? Sometimes you can use past memories, okay? I have some memories that really make me happy or whatever, so it helps me shift in the energies using one mind. You could use a movie. Have you ever come out of a movie and just been inspired and just been like, I can take over the world and heal it, you know, whatever, right? Movies, songs, a day of the week, like I use using Saturday mornings. I'm like, Saturday morning is the day you do laundry, okay? You could also use somebody you admire, okay? But be aware of these energies, because these energies are very deep and very layered. You don't just want to say things like, I want to be like Nora. I don't know who Nora is. I want to be like Nora. Because when you say things like that, you start to even pick up and embody, bring into you the places that they judge themselves for. So you open up those places where you're like, I wasn't judging me for being a redhead and now I am. Why am I judging me for being a redhead? Maybe Nora's judging herself for being a redhead. So if you say, I want to be like Nora, you get all of those energies, okay? But let's say Nora's really good at job interviews. That's one of the things you admire about her. So if you're coming up to a job interview, what do you want to do? Okay, you know the energy that Nora is when she is being interviewed? Okay, pull that energy, let it infuse, which we're going to get into. Let it infuse and yeah. Whew, okay, now I'm more confident while doing my job interview. Okay, And it doesn't even have to be somebody you know. A lot of people think that, like, if you're using energies, quote unquote, from people, it has to be somebody you know. Uh-uh. When we come back, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into even more like how we find these energies, what we do, and how not to be the effect of it, and how to create the life and living that you desire, wavejacking those energies. All right, my friends, you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host, Danielle. And if you ever want to have a private chat with me, please do. Go to my website, danielle.com, and look at my private sessions. And I always have classes going on and things like that as well, as well as my store with some past ones on bodies, money, energies, so many different things. So please do check it out. All right. You are, like I said, watching The Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network. And we'll be right back. Thanks, everyone.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. And today we're talking about wavejacking, using energies to create your life. And, you know, I have to say, there's a small amount of manipulation of all of us in this, because not only is it wavejacking to use these energies to create the life and living that you desire, it's also to help you really acknowledge that you're psychic, that these pieces of information in this energetic field, this quantum field, are coming to and through you all the time. And when you can acknowledge all that and work with it, you stop being the effect of it. So those times when you're like, I'm just mad, I don't know why, but I am just mad, you'll know why. Because it's an energy that you're perceiving that didn't originate with you. It's not yours, right? You don't, as Brene Brown says, you don't have to pick up that rock. It's not your responsibility, okay? And so that's just the little, it's like, yeah, you can use these energies, but it'll also help you to be not the effect of it. So you're not as much in reaction, okay? Because we live, how much of our lives do we live in reaction to energy, reaction to things instead of action? And when you play with these energies like this, admit that we're surrounded by this energy, admit that you're psychic, you step into this realm of being active with your life instead of reactive. And active people get stuff done, achieve stuff, and tend to be happier. Okay, because you're not always flinching, waiting for the next like shoe to drop, right? You're like, oh, shoe's gonna drop over there. I'm going to the movies. Okay, so the more you get into this, the more you actually take that active role in your life, which is truly what all this is about. Okay, so how do you not become affected to these things? That way, acknowledge that it's not yours, and remember that you're borrowing it, and that it's not yours. You don't have to embody it. Because when you're done, let it go. That's one of the keys with all this. When you're done with those energies, you let it go. I didn't do laundry all day. And I perceived that energy of like, oh, you did laundry. You should clean the whole house. I went, no, thank you. I'm not cleaning my house. I don't want to. I have somebody coming on Wednesday for that. Okay. So I wasn't in that reaction. I was in the action of like, oh, I perceived that energy, but I don't have to pick it up. I don't have to write it. Okay. So what you want to do is know your target with it, what you want to do. set the target or intention, and then when you're done with it, allow it to dissipate. Okay, so I want to walk you through one really quickly here in these last few minutes. Let's say like public speaking or cleaning out the closet. Let's talk about that. Anybody else have a closet that they need to clean out? Yeah, okay, me too. So look at the energy of what you have with it right now. Okay, pick that up, look at it. What does not work for you cleaning out the cup? What parts of it do you not like? The physical activity of it, the putting stuff away or the organizing of it, the time of it, okay? You don't always have to know these things, but it can help you so you know what energies you're avoiding so you can reach out. So what you wanna do is you wanna reach out and find that energy. You don't have to see it, imagine anything. You can absolutely if you want to, okay? And then you want to pull that to and through you. Pull it to and through your body, your universe, and your life. All right? And then think about that closet. How does it feel? Does it feel a bit lighter, a little bit more exciting? Has it changed at all? Sometimes you're going to need to do this a couple of times, especially when you are beginning at the start and practicing this. Okay, so you reach out and find more energies. Like, I have a dear friend who loves this. Give her a room of boxes and organization, and she's like, I'll get it done in an hour. And she does, and I've seen it, and it's a beautiful thing. And so I flipped offices recently between my office and my spare bedroom. I so wave-jacked her. I so was like, okay, if so-and-so was here, this is her energy, and I used her energy, but then you know what, and I set it down when I was done, the office was done, and guess what, I'm still not done with the office, because I let the energy go, and I dissipated it, and reached out, right, or I let it go, and I went back to the me, so remember that, so you're going to play with this, you're going to reach out, you don't have to know a specific person. And I've given you some tips. Please re-listen because there's so much information in this. Please re-listen because it's like I've given you the tips, the movies, the videos, the songs, and all that kind of stuff. But at the base, you can literally just sit there and go, all right, I'm reaching out and finding that energy in that quantum field of energy of somebody who likes to clean closets, or what is that energy of cleaning closets? And just reach out and... like I said, you can visualize, you don't have to though. If you like to, absolutely do it. Perceive that energy of somebody who just is like, yeah, let's clean out a closet, and pull it to and through you. To and through is always the important thing. It's not just to and surround yourself. It's to and through, but you let it infuse your body, infuse your universe until it changes. It's lighter, it feels more possible. And then this is riding that motion, that wave, right? That is wave jacking. You're using an energy that didn't start with you, but you're riding that motion to create what you require, to create what you desire, okay? So this is at the heart of wave jacking. Please do practice it. Practice with something, like I said, not, you know, like, I'm going to change every area of my life. But be like, you know what, I am going to change that shelf. I'm going to empty that shelf. Wave jack somebody who likes to do it, or that energy out there that does like to do it. Okay. Wave jacking, riding that motion and flow of the energetic universe that we are in, using energies that don't necessarily originate with you, but you can utilize to create and do whatever it is that you are requiring for your life. Okay. Please do practice it. Let me know how it goes. Let me know if you have any questions. You can reach out at hello@danielle.com. You can also go to danielle.com, and I have old classes on wave jacking and also a lot of other stuff on sessions and stuff. Next week, stop overcoming. I can't wait to explore that one with you too, because what if it's not as the strength that we think it is? All right. What if there is an energy that creates more? Thank you, my friends, for exploring with me this week. And if you have any tips or suggestions on what to explore, drop it in an email at hello.com. And you know what? Until I see you again, my friends, have a fun week, a magical week, and wave jack those energies to create your life. Thanks, everyone. Have a fantastic time. Bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.